Our New Testament lesson is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. This can be found on page 2 of the New Testament section of the Pew Bible. It's Matthew 3, 1 through 12. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Sometimes it seems as though we celebrate two Christmases. One is a holy season, a miraculous story of a virgin birth, and a savior of light and love. The other is a season of sales and to-do lists, evergreen trees, elves, and reindeer, which seem to have very little to do with the first. What does John the Baptist in his camel hair clothes have to do with the jolly fat elf in the sleigh? Surprisingly, more than we might think. Our Old Testament scripture in Isaiah begins with anticipation, one of the themes of Advent. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, meaning a descendant will be born in the family of Jesse. Matthew 1 gives us the genealogy of Jesus. Jesse was in fact the father of King David. And 29 generations later, Jesus was born. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. These verses gave the ancient Israelites, as they still give us, a sense of hope and anticipation. We are waiting for something wonderful. The New Testament scripture for this morning is all about preparation, the Advent theme for this week. John the Baptist, not to be confused with John the Apostle, was related to Jesus, for their mothers were cousins. He was born into a high place in Jewish society, the son of a priest, Zechariah, and his wife, Elizabeth, who was a descendant of Aaron, the brother of Moses. That was a good credential to have for Elizabeth. John's birth was an extraordinary one. His mother was past childbearing age when his father, Zechariah, was given the news that she would bear him a child. Zechariah was a little skeptical. And as a result, from the moment he doubted, he was unable to speak until what the angel told him had come true and John was born. At that time, we're told in Luke that all who heard the stories of his birth pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? For indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. Yet, years later, he's wandering in the desert, eating locusts and honey. What made him renounce his inheritance as a priest, which carried with it guaranteed wages, prestige, and a secure future? What made him denounce those who might have been his peers and friends? As the scripture said, the hand of the Lord was with him, and the Lord had given him his own mission. Prepare the way of the Lord. John's mission was preparation. He said to the gathering crowds, I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. So our scriptures speak of anticipation and preparation, our themes of Advent. But anticipation and preparation are nothing but empty promises without fulfillment. The fulfillment of God's promise. The birth of our Savior and Lord, God the Son of the Holy Trinity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes on him may not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is indeed the reason for the season. But what about Santa and Christmas trees? Well, we've had over 2,000 years to celebrate Christmas. So it shouldn't come as any surprise that the world has added a few embellishments. Many of the symbols we consider secular actually stem from worship. Santa Claus evolved from the Christian Saint Nicholas, who was born sometime around the year 280 in Patara, Lycia, an area that is part of present-day Turkey. Just 280 years after Christ. A devout early Christian, his care of the poor and sick was legendary, including leaving gifts at their doors. Clement Moore turned Santa Claus into a sleigh-driving toy deliverer in his poem, The Night Before Christmas. It was written for his children on Christmas Eve of 1822 to enhance their anticipation and joy. The Christmas tree began as a pagan symbol. Since winter in Northern Europe was so harsh, early Germans blamed evil spirits for killing the plants and trees in the fall. Since the evergreens stayed green, they came to symbolize life in that barren time and were believed to have magic powers to ward off death. As these countries were introduced to Christianity, it was only a small step to connect the evergreen as a symbol of life to Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. We still come to each Advent with a sense of excitement and anticipation. We prepare for Christmas extensively and often exhaustively. But even though the world's response to Christmas seems frivolous and self-serving sometimes, can there be anything that in celebrating Christ we would tamp down or tamper with? We need not think of it as wrong or sinful, because nothing can tarnish God's greatest gift to us. Christ is the reason for the season, the heart of the season, and the hope and light of the world. always has been, always will be. We just need to remember that and remind the world of it.